It's been a year since Sheldon Jackson closed, and former Dean of Students Chris Briner says the dust is still settling.
A year into it, there are still folks unemployed. There's a lot of unanswered questions still about the future of the campus, so at least for the people who live here, that's still definitely on everybody's mind. Some faculty and staff are still actively engaged in the future of the campus.
I asked Briner whether the passage of time has allowed healing to take place.
I imagine it's taken place for folks that have left here and are focused on other things. But if you stay here and you stay part of what's going to happen to the campus, and because that is so unresolved, then I think for a lot of folks, they haven't taken the time yet to really assess or, sort of start to heal.
One of the unresolved issues, of course, is what will happen to the historic campus.
Consistently, the board makes a statement and has to back off and retract it a few months later. June 29th last year, the statement was, we're deferring academic operations for a year. By September, it was, we're probably not going to be open anytime soon. And now we're at this place where we're selling the place, so there's been this gradual over the months realization that when you close a college, you don't just open the thing back up a year later.
Briner says that as a nonprofit,
with the mission that it had for education, the way that it began as an institution with, property given to it, etc., I think it should not end with the thing being sold off just to pay off old debt. Because when that's all done and settled, what you have is nothing left. There's no money in the bank to do anything related to its mission. There's no land left to do anything related to its mission. Essentially, the whole thing's a wash.
But as Dean of Students, naturally, Briner's greatest concern was the welfare of SJ students. In that sense, retrospect has only made his frustration clearer.
The one thing to me that's just unbelievable, and the one thing that I think is so painful to so many folks, is the way in which it happened. It's incredible to me. I don't think that any organization that can profess to have a mission of education can do what this organization did to students, staff, and faculty. I mean, it was literally less than a day's notice. If you were a freshman, you had no school to go to, and you had very little options because you missed all the other application deadlines for other institutions. If you're a sophomore, you have to try to transfer someplace. And, working in higher ed for so long, I know that one of the hardest things to do is to quit school for a while and go back to school later. This is a huge interruption, and it's not how you close a college. We certainly understood that the school had serious financial constraints, but none of us knew that this was coming. And a lot of us who believed in this mission of education and of serving other people would not have done the things that we did and said the things that we had said. We wouldn't have reassured students about staying at this campus. We'd have found them places to go. We'd have helped them transfer. We'd have worked on their resumes with them.
Despite those emotions, Briner admits it wasn't easy keeping Sheldon Jackson going.
It's a difficult place to maintain a college. Sitka, though we have a lot of the trappings of anywhere else, it's isolated when you're trying to recruit students. It's not that common that folks go on a summer vacation as juniors in high school and visit Sheldon Jackson College. To run and operate a residential-based college in Sitka is not easy.
But what matters now, he says, is what to do from here.
There's a real question in my mind about what now, though? If there's not a college there, what is going to be there? And what's the responsibility of the Board of Trustees to be concerned about that? I don't know. Sitkins should be concerned about what's going to take place there, for sure.
For Raven News, I'm Andy McDaniel.